We're back here in the studios again with Rhodes, and it was kind of wild, you know, tonight. They gave me about 5 minutes preparation time for all this, and through all this paperwork in my face, I'm not supposed to read it and talk to you, but we're doing a good job, and phones are ringing. Everybody's out there paying attention, having a good time listening to Rhodes, and give you a little rundown on some of the places they have played. Let's see, they were first place winner in the Battle of the Bands at George Washington High School. That's a funny, okay, anyway. Okay, you guys, you get a little soul in you too, right? Okay, and that was back in March of 83, February 83, East Street Cafe in Upper Darby. And it's the New Year's Eve ball, a private party in Philadelphia. Did you guys have a good time there?
Yeah,
I'll bet you did. I did a New Year's gig this year too, and I just about fell down on the stage. Okay, we had Showtown USA, the Don Reed production in Feasterville. And there'll be more of those things coming up here during the course of our affiliation with this Don Reed production, too. That's a little plug for them. They had the Chalfont Inn. Chalfont, Brother Ken plays up there now, too. So that seems to be a partying place up there now. Fisher Park in Philadelphia, a variety show. Another one at George Washington High School. Anyone, George Washington High School, yeah. Okay, Akibidek, yeah. Anybody want to pronounce this one you played in April? Okay, that was in Lower Marion. And they picked up another first place in the Battle of the Band. So this is group's doing really good entertainment-wise, and the fans are calling up with all kind of strange questions and things like that. They want to know if any of you guys are available. I didn't get a phone number on this, but okay. You check back with us. I'll have some phone numbers I'll pass out to you people who want to know if the band's available or not. Okay, and so you're playing next at the Stars game. That'll be on May 8th. And you guys want to say hello to some people here while you got the chance?
Yeah, I'd like to say something to a guy who's really the background of the group. His name is Mark Bernstein. He's a great guy, and we couldn't have done anything without you.
Best guy.
We love you.
Now, the Roadies always need a good plug, and you can write a song like Jackson Brown did for the Roadies if you want, you know?
All right.
They always like that. And can we be expecting more material from you folks?
Much more, yes.
All right. And John's over there shaking his head. Yeah, I don't want these guys back in Century Sounds. No, these guys were enough one time only.
It's my favorite bands.
Okay, one more question. We got a phone coming in. John's going to grab. We'll get another question for you guys. Anybody else want to say hello to anybody in particular?
I'd like to say hi to Lisa.
Okay.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello, Lisa. Mike?
Pass.
Yeah, but we've heard nothing from here. Andy? Is that Andy?
That's Bob.
Bob. You haven't said a word to anybody yet.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. He said
say
yeah.
Hello to the Mills Brothers.
Okay. All right, John's going to write another question. We'll hit one more question. A couple more questions for him after this next tune. Anybody want to introduce the next tune here?
That's called Falling Out of Love.
Okay, and who's doing lead vocals on this one?
That's Bruce Chaffee.
This is Bruce? Falling Out of Love?
Yes.
All right, Falling Out of Love from Rhodes End here at 89 FM.
Be your ever loving man, like I promised.
back here in the studios again with Rhodes Inn. And that was Falling Out of Love. And, of course, the first tune we heard was On Our Way. And Joe, you wanted to say somebody in particular wrote that song? It was Bruce, you said?
Yeah, the second track was done by our singer, Bruce Jaffe. And that's really all I can say.
Sounded real good, though. Sounded real good. And you had a few more thank yous you wanted to get out there?
I just wanted to say, I wanted to thank everyone for the support and coming around to see us and helping us out, especially Rob and his help on the drums. And that's mainly it.
We'd also like to say thank you for John and Century Sound Productions, everything they've done for us, because they're just fantastic guys.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot for that. And I got a little plug here for Joey, too, on your background sound you got here right now. Joey played the CP-70 on this overture. It's behind us right now. So Mike gets a plug every week. He gets his on every week. You know, some guys have it made here, right? Yeah, that one cost me a lot to get this one. Okay. I want to thank Rhodes Inn for stopping in here and John Fritz and Century Sounds for helping out with all the background work on this one. Took
thank
a lot
you,
to put it together. All right.
See you later, everybody.
Okay, and everybody saying goodbye.
We'll be partying with you later on.
Okay. That'll do it for this week's version of FM Audition. I want to remind you that FM Audition is made possible through a grant from LEX Musical Bookings and Production, 432 Rosewood Avenue, Trevose, and all over the Delaware Valley. We'll be back again next week with The Racers.